Hello listeners, today my guest is Dr. Helen Weston, Program Leader, Library and Information Services. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me on. And can I just say congratulations on your podcast? I've been listening for a year and loving them.
Thank you, Helen. Mm. We are going to talk today about an article, a body of research that you recently had published in the National Journal of the Australian School Library Association called Access. Do you want to tell me about the focus for your research?
Yes. Well, it was... What I did was I looked at students who did autonomous research, which just simply means they worked independently. They had support from teachers and library staff, but they drove their own research.
Uh-huh. And what did you discover when you analysed the data that the students provide through their own experience?
Yes. Well, what we did was we interviewed them after doing a hefty piece of research. I was working at an IB school at the time. Loretto doesn't have the IB curriculum, but we certainly have asked our students to perform in the Year 12 year by writing large essays. But these students wrote a 4,000-word essay, which they had to come up with their own research question and follow it through. And then we interviewed them, and we interviewed them about the things that they enjoyed doing, the rewards that came out of that research, and the challenges that they came across. Mm-hmm. And what really struck me was one student that I interviewed said, you know what, I feel like a temporary expert. Mm-hmm. And then at the time I thought, wow, that's just wonderful. But after having time to process it and think about it, I thought, well, why does it have to be temporary? Why do these students have to be just satisfied with being a temporary expert?
Do you think that's because the association of the research with an assessment task, our students are yet to understand that that's enriching their life's education? It doesn't end with the submission of an assignment.
Well, I would say that it goes a long way towards that kind of thinking. It's very hard, isn't it? It's this, you're always going to come up against that wall of, oh, this is for assessment, this is for assessment. And that is a real block, unfortunately. It's reality. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be where the journey ends. Mm-hmm. We can go beyond that, and we can tap into those sorts of experiences of enjoyment, rewards and challenges. We can tap into that to enable us for anything we want to learn or take on board in the future.
So what were some of the rewards that they described?
Right, so the rewards... The students expressed were obviously that sense of accomplishment at the end of it, writing 4,000 words. And I think 4,000 words is a big task. Students at first year university don't often write that much. So that was an obvious one. But some of the other things were that they actually felt, because it was autonomous and independent, and they were driving the research, they felt like they were doing real research, like it really mattered. The other really nice one was, because it was autonomous and independent, they got to choose their topic within a subject area that they'd study. A lot of them chose real-life applications. Mm-hmm. Some of our science students who were headed towards medicine had members of the family that had certain illnesses or conditions that they were further research. One of my students actually got to publish her her essay in a journal.
It's incredible for a high school student.
Well, it is, but you know, back to there are limitations that sometimes education institutions put on our students and students themselves. Mm. Some students are doing amazing work, and sometimes we have to take our hands off and let them go, let them go with it, because they won't make the discoveries that we saw these kinds of students making.
So part of your role is to supervise the Year 11 and 12 students who are on a study line, and they work with your mentorship, but mostly independently in the library. What are your observations about their ability to independently research?
Yeah, well, the ones that are there that have the study line precisely so that they can do dig in deeper, I think that time that they get to do that allows them the space to explore more, experiment more. And of course, it's nice. We often have great conversations, you know, where they'll bounce ideas off me. And of course, you know, also their teacher supervising that particular subject. So it, what I get to see all the fun stuff. I get to see the enjoyment, you know, once they realise, I'm learning something, or I've come up against something I actually didn't know, and I led myself there.
Yes.
So I get to see lots of nice things. I get to see the challenges. I get to see them. I can't find information that what is a challenge. Sometimes students get so become so obsessed, might be overstating it, but wrapped up in their topic, and sometimes it's just so nuanced that the material isn't there. You see it all the time,
sure.
And then you throw in the towel saying that there's nothing out there. But again, that's the point of becoming an independent researcher, is learning those skills to redirect yourself, because you've been there before. You know, oh, this happened last time, but I can do this now. So
that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you obviously bring, you know, your experience of having researched to your students.
Right.
How do they seek? What particular guidance do you give them when they are up against those challenges?
One of the things that underpins a lot of the work I do when I work with students is the thing that we call the information search research process. And it was a model developed by Professor Carol Coulthard in the States. And she's been working on this. Was something that came out in the 80s, but it hinges on the experiences that students go through. Anybody, you even, as I know you're studying, that whole idea of when you first start and you're looking at something brand new, you feel uncertain. You don't know what's going on, and then you go through the range of when you feel a little bit more confident, you think you're in the right area, you become very optimistic. But not long after that, you can certainly encounter feelings of frustration. And on it goes, it becomes like a bit of a roller coaster ride. And that's one of the things I think from my research, being a researcher, going through this myself, that I'm try very hard to instill in our students that, hey, what you're experiencing is absolutely normal. There is evidence-based research on what you are experiencing, and keep going, because at the end, what Coulthard and her team found, that there is a sense of accomplishment that is
through the perseverance.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing your research, Helen.
Our pleasure.